We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, this week's My Kind of Crazy confession comes from who, Janine?
Comes from Nikki in Peachtree City. She says, "Hey, Jeff and Jen, now that my son is in kindergarten, I find myself comparing his clothes to the other kids in his class. I like to think of myself as stylish, so I always try to look put together, but my son is 5 years old. Am I crazy for wanting him to always look more buttoned up than the other kids in his class?"
Ah, okay. So if you could say that's your kind of crazy, then we definitely need to hear from you. Our number is 404-263-0941. I will admit that I get a little envious when I see other people's kids looking super duper put together online.
But you're not like, you're not hardcore about how your kids look when they go out, right?
Only if we're doing a photo shoot or something where we're paying a lot of money for picture, you know, professional photos or whatever, then I stress over it. Or if we're going to see Santa Claus, of course, then I stress over it. Because those are pictures, you know, you're going to frame and put up in your house and have forever. But on a regular, everyday basis, I don't really mind what my kids wear and I let them pick it out themselves. That's I let our almost six-year-old pick it out herself.
Well, and that's what this woman's saying. She says, "I find myself comparing his clothing to the other kids in his class." It's not about photo day. It's not about...
It's about every day.
A special event, and the calls are coming in.
I am always envious of those moms who seem to have it so together, and their kids always look so together. I'm like, how much time did she take to do that? Like, how did she pull that off?
Plus, that kid will never have the awkward years of looking weird all throughout elementary and middle school. Like, I went through, like, a time where my parents let me dress myself, and it was horrible. And everyone needs to pay their dues
at that moment. When I was little, we had Garanimals. Do you remember those, Jeff?
Yeah, and you would match the tiger with the tiger. And
yeah, so you could go. They had, like, animals on the tag. Janine's too young to remember these. But they had animals on the tag, so you'd go in your drawer, and you'd get the tag for your shorts and the tag for your shirt or your pants or whatever, and they matched each other, and then you would know you were matching.
That is so smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need those for adult men. The Garanimals for adult men.
That would be genius. All right, if you can say this is your kind of crazy, 404-263-0941, we will talk to you next. And it looks like Courtney is already ready to share her story, and she takes it over the top. So we'll get hers and yours coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Victoria, is this your kind of crazy, comparing your kids to other kids on Instagram and trying to make sure they look stylish?
Making your child stylish is very, for sure, my kind of crazy, but only if you have one kid, though. Like, only if you have one. If it's past that, you're in strict survival mode, and you're just trying to make it. That is it.
You just, want them to
absolutely
leave. They just need to leave the house with pants on.
Amen, sister. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. So that's first. She's just on kid one. That's all I think, for sure.
Yeah. 1 to 2 was like 1 to 10. I heard that before we had our second, but didn't realize how true it was.
My son, I have to strap him. Actually, I heard it from you guys. Strap him in that car seat before you put them shoes on because they run and he's just wild. Mm-hmm. So second kid is always just wild. First kid, they're adorable and cute and put together for sure.
Okay, awesome.
That's the parenting tip she took from you,
Victoria.
From you, Jen. Strap them down before you try to dress them.
I'm telling you, it works. You got to do what you got to do. You got to get on with your day, and they don't want to participate. All right, Courtney says, yep, this is her kind of crazy, right, Courtney?
Yeah, but it's not crazy at all. It's the world we live in now. It's the social media era. Kids have to look great all the time because their pictures will follow them forever. I don't want to give my kids any reason to ever be embarrassed of their photos as a child just because I didn't put in the effort to make sure that they looked good.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you must put in a lot of effort. How many kids do you have?
I do put in effort. I have two 4-year-old daughters. They're twins. And I've hired a stylist to pick out their clothes, and the stylist does their hair and decides what they're going to wear. It gives them accessories. I'm not taking any chances.
Wait, you have 4-year-old twins, daughters.
Yeah.
And they have their own stylist?
They do. And they look great.
Wow. Goodness, I want to peek into your life. So, like, this stylist just comes up with their look and whether they match or not, and wow.
Yeah. So she helps put together anything that they wear, any hairstyles that they wear, and she just makes sure they're always looking their best.
Are you?
Yeah, I totally get it, looking at the other kids in the school to see. It makes total sense.
Are you, I don't know another way to ask this, so I'm sorry if it's rude, but are you tremendously wealthy?
I mean, it's a sacrifice that we've chosen to make. You know, my husband works in accounting, and he has to look nice for work, but he hasn't gotten new suits in a while because this is the priority. So he makes his old suits work, and I mean, I do the same thing for my job. It's all about the kids, you know,
wow.
It's putting the kids first.
Okay, so you guys don't spend money on your clothes, but you just do on theirs. What about other things like going on vacations and stuff?
We don't really go on extravagant vacations because, you know, they're four. They're not going to remember where they went. You know, they're not going to remember any trips. But they will have pictures, and those pictures will stay around forever. You know, things don't leave the internet.
Wow.
So it's more important for you to give your kids good pictures on Instagram than it is experiences at Disney World or wherever else families go on vacation, right? That's what you're saying? The beach? Like, you'd rather give your kid a good digital footprint than the experience of running down the beach barefoot.
And actually putting footprints in the sand.
Yes! You want it, your digital footprint's more important than a sandy footprint.
Well, yeah, it is. It's, you know, they're going to forget trips to the beach. Disneyland will be forgotten, but Instagram's forever.
Oh, my gosh. Please, will you accept my Instagram request when I go to follow you? Even if your account is private, I have got to see these kids. Wow.
Of course.
Is it, okay, another potentially rude question. How do you pay for this? Is it like an hourly thing? Is it a per outfit thing? Is it expensive?
I mean, it's expensive, but we have our stylist on retainer, and she's just around as much as we need her.
Oh my gosh.
Let her know when the kids have, you know, like school events coming up or things like Grandparents' Day. And so she does everyday things for them, but then she'll come in and do special event things and help us out here and there for things like that.
Now I know what I'm going to ask my husband for my birthday.
You,
I want a stylist for my daughters.
This sounds amazing.
Oh my gosh, craziness.
All right, I have one more question. Would you be horrified if they got photographed not looking perfect? Like if you were just running to Publix for something and a person goes, oh my God, I haven't seen your daughters in forever. Let me take a picture to show my wife.
I wouldn't let them take a picture. I'd say that I'd send them a picture of mine. Because especially with all this effort put in, I'm not going to let that happen. I would be horrified, yeah.
So candid pictures are off the table in your family?
Yeah, if they're not ready to go, then yeah.
Wow.
Like, I don't want anything out there that they could possibly be embarrassed by later.
Wow.
I got to tell you, Courtney.
It's not that crazy.
I'm pretty impressed.
Impressed?
Wow. Thank you.
I mean, it's shocking, but in some ways, it's impressive. I can't keep up with, you know, what my kids are wearing every day. So the fact that she is like this mama bear about it, hey, you do you, girl.
But Jen, thanks. Her poor husband is going into business meetings wearing old suits so that her 4-year-old...
I mean, the suits still fit him.
I mean, he got married to her.
Okay. I can't argue with that one, Courtney. All right. Well, thanks for sharing your kind of crazy.
Of course.
Hey, Stephanie in Woodstock. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah, that just really bothered me because I have a 4 and 7-year-old. I have boys, and it just irritates me because they looked very nice. I buy their stuff and they're always dressed handsomely, but I just feel like they remember memories. We went on a Disney cruise when my four-year-old was three, and he always talks about it to this day. He's always saying, Mommy, remember when we went to the Disney cruise? That was so fun. And he just remembers the memories.
But
he
Stephanie,
looks at the pictures, and he remembers those things.
That's instead of, hey,
Mom, remember when you bought me those Nikes?
Right.
But that's right now. When he grows up, he's going to look back at those pictures and be like, oh, God, who put me in that outfit? I want to pretend that year never even existed.
I'm so ashamed.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.